host presents the story of the day.
Right there, you see it on your screen. That is the story of the day in the show cover, Double Trouble. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, Double Trouble, and that is today's story of the day. And so we're taking a little break from all the Warriors talk all the time, and who could the Warriors trade for, and Luka and AD and all the kind of basketball stuff. And it is still a few days away from the trade deadline, so we'll get back to that. But in the middle of the show on Monday, all of a sudden it broke, and thanks to one of our fine viewers as I was kind of doing the show, and then I was looking down the stream and the comments and everything, and somebody said, Myles Garrett asked for a trade. And of course, every team in the league is going, what, Myles Garrett asked for a trade? You mean the same Myles Garrett that was the first overall pick, has 100, over 100 sacks individually, has won just about every award you could possibly win, and how good he would look across from Nick Bosa and I showed you in the show cover? Those guys coming at you from either side? Yes, please. So we will get into, as we say on the chalkboard here, we need the chalkboard, whether it's show of the day or story of the day, or whether it's the 8 a.m. show, the 10 a.m. show, whatever we do, nighttime show, post-game shows, we always have the chalkboard. So Myles Garrett, there's a 49ers question mark there. You want him, and he fits every team in the NFL. So, yeah, of course, everybody wants Myles Garrett, and let's localize the story. The 49ers, Myles Garrett, he fits the 49ers. Does he want you? So I'll explain that. Who's in and who's out, the favorites, where he'll go, I think. And I want you to read the website piece, which I've written, which goes right along with, and let me present that to you as we get started here on John Lund Unleashed. And remember to subscribe to John Lund Unleashed Pod. Make sure you do that. Of course, on the podcast, where we've got Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast. And we broadcast every weekday, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. or right there around on YouTube, on X, and on Instagram. And if you go to YouTube, then you can subscribe and also hit the like button, which helps all the stuff. And also, please put your alerts on, and then you won't miss anything like stories of the day. So let me share this with you very quickly, my screen, so that I can show you Myles Garrett and the piece that I did on Myles Garrett. And there you go. Myles Garrett fits 49ers. Do 49ers fit Myles Garrett? And here's what I mean by that. As I scroll down, he released the following statement. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl, and that goal fuels me today more than ever. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio, the incredible fan base, the Browns, made this one of the toughest decisions of my life, but after these past 8 years, they have shaped me into the man I am today. While I love calling this city home, my desire to win and to compete on the highest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It has always been to compete and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. And that's what Myles Garrett said. I could have said the following much easier and succinctly. He should have said, look, the Browns stink, the Lowy stink, and I'm out. But there is something, as I write here on the piece, something to be said for a polite as possible exit for a team that has paid him over $87 million to pound quarterbacks into the icy Cleveland turf. So that is it. And that is the story. If you want to see the story, and I will soon put up the video, which we're doing now, to match. But there is JohnLundUnleashed.com. The podcasts are always there. You make sure that you have all the archives, the podcast, the YouTube, and this, of course, the blog, and all the social media channels. So Myles Garrett fits the 49ers, it says there. But do the 49ers fit Myles Garrett? And I am back with you. And that is the big question. So let me just start with this. A background on Myles Garrett, and you probably know this because Myles Garrett is really, really good. But the story on Myles Garrett, as I said, first overall pick of the 2017 NFL draft. He's had over 100 sacks. He's 6'4", 272 pounds. And if you look at, as he kind of said there, that Cleveland is 60 miles from Canton, Ohio, 60 miles, and Garrett will be a Hall of Famer. But as we talk about all the time on this show, and the story of the day is no different, there's a difference, and this is the level it takes you to, the Joe Montanas and the Tom Brady's, and it's great in week 8 at Indianapolis, you have a great game, but great to Hall of Fame to it, that real small level ahead, the ultimate Hall of Famers, it's all won in playoff games, and more importantly, as we'll find out this Sunday in Nolens, it's done through Super Bowl wins and what you do on the biggest stage, and the Cleveland Browns are not on the biggest stage, and all of a sudden, Myles Garrett is 30 years old, which is basically the clock of the NFL clock of mortality ticks in at about 30 for all professional athletes. They'll all tell you that. And all of a sudden, Myles Garrett probably woke up and went, I'm 30. I've won nothing. I've been in the league 7 years. and the clock is ticking. Uh-oh, I better do something. The Browns are 53-78-1. 53-78-1 since Myles Garrett entered the league. Now, they usually only give quarterbacks those numbers, but I only looked up that number to think he is frustrated. He's done everything individually. He's been a Pro Bowler. He's been the Defensive Player of the Year in 2023, so it's not like he's going downhill. But they average only 6 wins a season when he's here, when he's in Cleveland, not here, when he's been with the Browns, and they've made 3 playoff game appearances in 20 and 23. So what I did here, as you look at the chalkboard there, as I did here was I looked at a few different things. So again, to reset it, Myles Garrett's a fit for everybody. Myles Garrett could play for anybody. You want Myles Garrett, but does Myles Garrett want you? So this to me is what Myles Garrett would be looking for at the age of 30, having not won a lot, but had a lot of individual accolades. So like you just said, are you a championship contender? Can you win now? All right, because we're going to go through this, and this is going to really, this will just decipher it. We don't have to guess. We're just going to go through what he would be looking for. And so what that does, championship contenders, who's out? Patriots, Jets, Titans, Jags, Colts, Raiders, Giants, Bears, Saints. Those teams are out. Now, I didn't mention the 49ers because while the 49ers had 6 wins last year, they didn't win last year, but they have a winning tradition. And under Kyle and John, they've been winners. So I'm going to keep them in there. And that's not hometown bias. If the Niners, I didn't think, had a chance for Myles Garrett, I'll get to where the 49ers sit in this whole thing in a minute and why I think they're a great fit. But those are 10 teams that are out. All right. And that's based on championship contender. Then next, it's down to money. So it's always about money, as I tell you, a principle of the show that I talk about principles all the time. It's always about money, even when it's not about money. So Myles Garrett is no different. So who doesn't have money? Because we looked at this, and I want to pop this up on the screen for you. We looked at this when the news first broke on the show. It was on the Pat McAfee show. Adam was on the show, and they're talking all about who has money. So let me pop this on the screen for you. Adam Schefter's on with them. So this is 2025 cap space as Garrett requests a trade. So money-wise, no Saints. Cleveland, he's already there, doesn't want to be there. No Seattle. You see how far they're under it. The Dolphins are too far under. I think the Bills are too far under. Atlanta, who could really use a pass rusher, too far under. Dallas, he actually was born in Arlington, Texas. Jerry's Stadium is in Arlington, Texas. They were 7-10 last year, and I'll go through the Cowboys in a minute. I just don't think they fit where he is, especially because Micah Parsons, who would be great across from Myles Garrett, they've got to sign him too, and I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense. So where I look at it from a money standpoint, we already went through, does your team win? Now it comes down to money. Patriots don't win enough. Raiders don't win enough. Washington, I'm going to talk about, they're a contender. Look at the money they have under their salary cap. They could absorb the money for Garrett, and they win, and they would be a team. Plus, Cleveland would rather send him to the NFC. The Lions have a lot of money on their list, as you can see. They need a pass rusher opposite Aiden Hutchinson, and they win at a really high level. The 49ers, well, they didn't win last year, are a winning organization. They have money as you look at teams on that list. LA has money. We can talk about them in a minute. Third list, Philly has enough at $24 million, almost $25 million. And there's KC lurking at $15. So those are teams and how much money they have. And as I always tell you, even if it's not about money, it's about the money. So as I look at, again, I'm going through what he's going to think about. Championship contender, 10 teams are out. Money, teams at the bottom that I just showed you, those teams are out. Let's go to need. Because most teams need a Myles Garrett. But there's also a situation in which, look, we've got players, lots of teams, there's a combination. You don't always just take the best player. Because if the best player makes the most money and you don't have that, and you've got resources otherwhere where allocated in money to those players, then Myles Garrett's not going to make a whole lot of sense for you. So from a need standpoint, I'm going to give you a few teams here. The Giants, Burns and Thibodeau on the outside, they probably don't need, would like, but Myles Garrett's not a huge need. They are not a good team, and they need places to fit or fix somewhere else. The Texans, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. They've got a lot of money in Danielle Hunter. Will Anderson is going to need to get paid. Both good guys, both good edge guys. I wouldn't think they would need him. A lot of money the Cowboys have wrapped up or will have wrapped up in DeMarcus Lawrence, and then they owe Micah Parsons. So the hometown thing, which we'll get into a minute, and you literally can't get closer to the stadium than where Myles Garrett was born in Arlington, stadium in Arlington. That's your hometown team. The Vikings, Jonathan Greenard and Andrew Van Ginkel, they were great last year. Remember, they lost Hunter, and they actually were better. I wouldn't think they'd want to go after him. And then the Rams have young Jared Verse. They have young. They have Fisk. They have a bunch of really good Kobe Turner as well. They've got a lot of young talent. And while they don't equal what Myles Garrett would bring to the table, rarely are you going to see a guy get brought in at 30 making the kind of money he's got, and they've got all these young players, because I can guarantee you this, one of the first names the Browns would want from the Rams would be Jared Verse. And I don't think that the Rams would do that. So from a need standpoint, those are some teams that are out. Let's automatically just throw out teams who are in the division. The Browns aren't trading to the Bengals, the Ravens, or the Steelers. Let's throw those three teams out. I don't think that the Browns would like to see him in the AFC, even though the Dallas Mavericks just traded Luka Doncic to a team in their conference in the Lakers. In the NFL, they don't want to do that. So probably the Bills, the Dolphins, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Broncos. We're going to address the Chiefs again and the Bills in about 5 minutes, but generally speaking, they'd like to. The Browns keep them out of the AFC. So here's where we are on this whole thing. And let me pop this back up on the screen, because now that this is where it gets interesting. That leaves us with teams with a need, a winning window, money, and they don't play in the AFC North, and for the Browns' purposes, they don't play in the AFC, although we will revisit that again because that is possible. So let me do this again. Let me pop this back up on the screen when it comes to Myles Garrett. Let's share this with you because it's a much better visual, even if you're listening on the podcast. I'll make it make sense. So as you see right there on your screen, that leaves teams with need, a winning window, money, and the nerve. Because it takes nerve to trade all these assets, and then Myles Garrett somehow doesn't get work out or gets hurt, and then you get fired. So you got to have nerve. They don't play in the AFC North, and they preferably, to the Browns, don't play in the AFC. Now, before I get to this, understand one thing, too. Myles Garrett controls the situation because Myles Garrett has one more year left on his deal. So you're gonna trade all these assets to the Browns. For the Browns to get the best deal, he's got to sign an extension. Right. So he wants to go where he wants to go. So the Browns aren't going to send him to Indianapolis, a team that's not going to win. Sorry, they're not going to send him to Chicago at 5-12, because he said in that statement, I want to win. I'm going to Canton. I have all the individual accolades. I walk off a corner and a bus hits me today. I'm going to Canton. Well, he's not. But you understand, I retired today. That was kind of morbid. I retire today. I'm going to Canton, but that's not enough for me. I want to go to Canton with the individual accolades and the Super Bowls, at least one. So he's going to control it. The Browns are going to play along. The Browns would like to get their best deal. So those are the things, as I said, that are going to be the things that matter to him and to the Browns. A need, a winning window, money, the nerve by the other GM, don't play in the AFC North, and preferably the Browns don't play in the AFC. Although, again, we'll revisit that in a second. So who are the teams that are in it? I'm going to put these in order by where I think, and I don't care what the odds are, and I've seen them from Vegas. And I don't think Vegas is very accurate in these things. But first, number one on the list, as you can see there, Commanders, 12-5, so they win. They lost the NFC title game, and they have the need. In 2023, as we know, they traded both their edge rushers, Chase Young and Montez Sweat. The Commanders ranked 13th in sacks with 43, so middle of the road. But their leading sack man was Dante Fowler Jr., 30-plus years old, had 10.5 sacks. He's a free agent. And from there, the leading edge rusher was Dorrance Armstrong, the former Cowboy, and he only had 4. Washington had the third most cap space in the NFL, over $78 million. I showed you that chart. They also have an aggressive new owner in Josh Harris, who also owns the 76ers. He, of course, wants to make a splash, and with Jaden Daniels around, they're just starting to win. Now, in terms of compensation, I'm going to say this for every team, 29th overall pick in the first round of the 25 draft. I don't think that alone would get it done. But I think the Commanders, for all the reasons I just said, they win, they're young, they have the need, they have the money. I think, and he would probably want to go there, 12-5 and lost the title game. The Lions, this one is not a great one either, but again, they're going to try to move him to the NFC. So the Lions at 15-2, best record in the NFL, lost in the second round of the NFL playoffs. They're really, really good. And by the way, who thought anyone, as I write here, would ever come to the Lions because they win? Had 37 sacks last year, 23rd in the NFL, 10th most cap space, so they have the money at over $46 million. And more than any other team, they're desperate. They haven't won a title since 1957. It never been to the Super Bowl. 28th pick in the first round is not ideal, and they'd probably have to give up more. And remember, Aiden Hutchinson gets back from an injury, a major leg injury. Hutchinson and Garrett on either side of each other, that's got to have him salivating and other teams going, no, 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 especially in the NFC. Third team in the NFC, the Eagles. Now, they play a 3-4, so it's not exactly a perfect fit. I'm sure Myles Garrett wants to go forward at quarterbacks and not back into coverage, so they'd figure something out. But they got a lot of young talent on that defense led by Jalen Carter on the inside. They're 21st in cap space is Philly at just over $21 million, but they could make that work. And they do have some young players. That's the one thing that Philly's got going for them. Got a lot of young players who haven't been paid yet, like Jalen Carter. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, has obviously already been paid, so that's already been done. And their best player is Saquon Barkley, and he doesn't play a premium position. As you know, he's a running back, so financially they could do it. All right, let's get this to the top of the page as we're going through where Myles Garrett could possibly go, and we're doing this in a very scientific fashion, as you can see here. And I've written this whole story, and you can read it at johnlundunleashed.com. Just go to the podcast page because I'm going through this fast, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing all of it. I'm letting you look at it. I'm not really staring at what I'm saying, so hopefully I can remember what I wrote. 49ers, 6-11, out of the NFL playoffs. You know that. The 49ers have everything Myles Garrett would want, though short of winning last year. But he's a smart guy at 30 years old. He knows what the 49ers have done under John and Kyle. And I'm sure he realized they were in the Super Bowl just a year ago and had a ton of injuries. So they're the team with the fewest wins, but I don't think that that's going to scare Myles Garrett away. And then he's going to look at Nick Bosa on the other side of him potentially and say, that would be pretty good. Also, you move from a standpoint of the way I'm looking at this thing with the 49ers, you move him inside in a turbo package for passing downs. He plays tackle. Edge is Bosa on the other side. You bring in Leonard Floyd for the other side. And now you're cooking with gas. Now, part of the thing I've said the entire, well, not offseason because we're not even there yet, but for the 49ers, interior defensive line help, which this draft has a ton of. There's no question. But if Myles Garrett's in there and Bosa's on the other side, you have single coverage inside against those tackles. Nick Bosa's not getting chipped by tight ends nearly as much. You can't double team everybody. And all of a sudden, these pass rushers on the outside make everybody better. Fred Warner's better. The DBs, the corners don't have to cover as long. So even though it's not the most pressing need, which I think is interior defensive line help, I think that Myles Garrett absolutely positively would solve a lot of the defensive issues. You add Robert Saleh to the situation, a couple other pieces on the defense, but Myles Garrett to me would be everything that ails the 49ers defense. And before you say, they have $50 million. I know that they've got to sign Brock Purdy. That's the first thing that's on your mind. You still want Dre Greenlaw. You still want Hufanga. They can't get everything done, but I can guarantee you this, because they rolled the $50 million over from last season and they're very good at massaging the cap, that the 49ers can take that $50 million. They can get Brock Purdy done because it's not going to cost $50 million in the first year. They can still trade for a Myles Garrett. Let's get to that part. The 11th overall pick. To you, is the 11th overall pick too much for Myles Garrett? Not for me. Couple of things at play here. Number one, he's 30. He's not 35. He's not 38. The Niners are in a Super Bowl window now. The Warriors have waited too long in their window to decide that they're going to panic and try to get somebody for Steph Curry. Myles Garrett on the other side defensively of Nick Bosa. Both set the edge as well. They'll help the defensive tackles, who will help the linebackers. It's a win-win all around. And oh, by the way, this is a bonus. The Niners stink at drafting players in the first round. They took Bosa number two. Mike McGlinchey didn't make it to his second contract. We'll see on Ricky Pearsall. But generally, the 49ers under John and Kyle, outside of Bosa, second overall pick, first round, have done most of their damage in rounds 2 through 7. And you can pinpoint a couple of 2-3 players in each round where you're like, why would they even need a first round pick? So I would say, based on needs, based on what they've done in the first round, the 11th pick for Myles Garrett, I'd do it in a second. So give me your thoughts. I do believe also, here's the last thing I'll say, and then I'll move to these other teams quickly in the pursuit of Myles Garrett, who asked the Browns for a trade today, that the Niners are aggressive. They're always after it. I know for a fact, and talking to some people already, that the Niners are aggressive, and they go after everybody that they think might fit with their team. This will be no different. They will kick the tires on Myles Garrett at least. So they are true contenders for Garrett's services. The Cowboys, 7-10, third place in the NFC East. You see there, he was born in the shadow of Jerry Land or Jerry's World or Jerry Stadium or whatever Jerry wants to call it. Now, it wasn't there when Myles Garrett was born, but you get it. The problem with Dallas is, A, they don't win at 7-10. Now, the Niners didn't at 6-11 either. I understand that. But I don't think the Cowboys are on the cusp of winning. They only have $3 million. They're actually $3 million over the number at this moment. So, yeah, the cap can move and all those kind of things. But here's the other problem. Micah Parsons hasn't been paid. So Parsons and Garrett. And remember, Garrett's not only going to have to fit into your cap right now, he's going to want an extension. So while a lot of people put two and two together and say, well, Myles Garrett went to Texas A&M. Myles Garrett was born in Arlington where the stadium is. Duh, that's where he's going. Go back up to the statement, and he said, I want to play in and win Super Bowls. I don't need individual accolades anymore. Now, next to Micah Parsons, I don't even think they could fit it in because they had problems last year fitting everything in with Dak Prescott. I just don't see it. Many people are putting home, and we've talked about this on the show. Does everybody want to go home? I don't know. Don't you like your home? I don't know if he likes his home. The Rams, 10-7, lost in the wild card round, so they would check the box of winning. But with all that young talent on the defensive line, and you can just go read this whole thing at johnlundunleashed.com, I just don't think the Rams would actually do it. The Packers I put here just because, remember, Reggie White did it one time and decided that God would tell him that he was going to go to Green Bay. Now, I don't know how religious Myles Garrett is, but I don't know if that would happen twice. But Green Bay had the eighth most sacks in the NFL with 45, so it's not a pressing need. But across from Rashawn Gary, he would make a lot of sense. Packers do not have a ton of cap space. They're middle of the road at about $42 million, so that would work. The question, though, with them is, you know, Minnesota and Detroit combined for a 29-5 record in 2024. So Myles Garrett asks himself, can I get to the Super Bowl from Green Bay when Detroit and Minnesota were so good last year? And as I said, Reggie White said God told him to go. So maybe Packers fans could pray. They have the 23rd overall pick in the draft. That alone would not get it done. So let me recap the NFC before I go to the AFC on Myles Garrett and why this makes a lot of sense. So again, championship contender, got to have money, got to have need. The Browns won't trade in the division. Bengals, Ravens, Steelers out. They would prefer not in the AFC. So Bills, Dolphins, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, teams that won and could have the need and the money. And then I went to the NFC and I put them in order. Commanders, I think, are most likely, followed by the Lions, the Eagles, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Rams, and the Packers. Now, just in case, two AFC teams that I wrote there, Chiefs 16-1, everybody wants to go to the Chiefs. They're that hot team right now. Now, look, they're going to have the 31st or 32nd pick in the first round in 2025. They were 19th in sacks at 39, so they could, because they have that need. And if Myles Garrett is hell-bent on winning, the Chiefs go for the third consecutive crown Sunday in New Orleans. So I wouldn't put anything past the Chiefs, but I wouldn't think the Browns would want to trade him there. And then finally, the Bills at 13-4, we know they lost the AFC Championship game. They can't get over the Mahomes Mountain. They'd love some help tracking St. Patrick down, but while they have the need, they don't have any cash. They're $12 million over the cap is Buffalo, so one of the teams with the fewest amount of money, and they have the 30th pick in the NFL draft. That's not going to get it done for Myles Garrett, but I would say, I don't know why I feel this way, they could be a dark horse in the AFC, even though I don't think the Browns want to trade him there. So what do you think? Chiefs and Bills maybe in the AFC, but more so to me, it's going to be a NFC team for Myles Garrett. I gave you the reasons. I gave you what's important there. Championship contender, money, need, won't trade the division, would not want to trade in the AFC unless it was a really great deal or he just demanded it. And to me, Commanders, Lions, Eagles, Niners, and then maybe a little bit down the line, Cowboys and Rams, really who I think is in it. Commanders, Lions, Eagles, Niners. I think it's going to come down one of those four teams. Could the Cowboys maybe do something there? He's from Arlington, so I wouldn't put totally past him, but I just don't think that's going to be the place that Myles Garrett ends up if he wants to win. They were 7-10, and unlike the 49ers, that wasn't a one-off. They've been playing not great football, though. Again, he could look at it and say, Dak Prescott's coming back. I'll help the defense, me and Micah. So that could be an outside chance. So there you go. As it says on the chalkboard, Myles Garrett, 49ers, you want him. Does he want you? Does he believe in all the things? Because he's going to dictate this thing. Does he believe in the Niners case that 6-11 is starting the slide or 6-11 is a one-off? I think it's a one-off. What does he think? Where will he go? As it says on the chalkboard, I just gave you the contenders, probably not in the AFC, definitely not in the AFC North. The dark horses, Bills and Chiefs, if they stay in the AFC, Washington just makes so much sense. They're 12-5. They're on the upswing. They have a ton of money. an aggressive new owner. They traded their best two defensive ends in 2023. The Niners got one of them in Chase Young. Didn't work out. Montez Sweat went to the Bears, and the other one, Dante Fowler's their best pass rusher, 10 and a half sacks. He's a free agent. So Washington would have everything across the board. The Eagles, Howie Roseman is just always aggressive. A lot of young players that he hasn't paid yet in Philadelphia, so it'd be the perfect window to come get Myles Garrett, although it's a base 3-4. Garrett would have to play some linebacker, and he may, because he's going to dictate this thing, but he may not want to go there. So those are some of the teams in the NFC that I looked at. And then the Lions, who scare me because they had the best record. Nobody has wanted to go to the Lions. I was there. But they had the best record in the league at 15-2. Aiden Hutchinson one side, Myles Garrett the other. That's scary. They have the money. They have the need. And I wouldn't even say it's a need. It's a desperation. Never been to the Super Bowl. Last title, 1957. So the Lions are going to be desperate and would love to have Myles Garrett. Does Myles Garrett want to be in Detroit? And then, of course, as you want to know the most, the 49ers. They're going to check on everybody because they always do. They're going to kick the tires, I am told, on Myles Garrett. Yes, they could sign Brock Purdy and bring in Myles Garrett. Does he solve everything defensively? Well, I'll tell you this. Interior defensive line, he could go down on third down. There's certain things maybe Myles Garrett doesn't solve. There's some youth in the secondary, things like that. But he rushes the quarterback. He gives Nick Bosa help. They don't see all the double teams and the chips on Nick's side, and Nick gets frustrated. They move him inside. Do they Garrett for third down? They bring in Leonard Floyd. They even trade Leonard Floyd to save themselves some money. So this is a guy that is a superstar. He's only 30. He's not slowing down. He was just the defensive player a year ago. So I would surmise it at this. If the Niners don't make a call, then they're not doing their job. That's what it comes down to. The Niners have to call. If I had to, and this is what the big thing is going to come down to, I think for you, the fan. Okay, the money we don't have to pay for if you can fit him in and you think you can fit him in. Parag Marathe does that well. Chris Kocurek, he's going to play the hair on fire. The defensive line, to me, is everything. In 2019, when the 49ers went to the Super Bowl, it was the defensive line. They can stop the run. He's a great run stopper. And maybe you don't watch Cleveland a whole lot other than when the Niners play him. He is a first ballot, no doubt, Hall of Famer. He was the first overall pick in 2017 and has played like it every single year. He could have won Defensive Player of the Year other times during his career. It's either he or Nick Bosa who are considered the best edge rushers in all the league, and they'd be on the same team. Yeah, there'd still be some issues with the 49ers, and he would take up a lot of cap space for them. But Robert Saleh would have a smile that wide if Myles Garrett was a member of the 49ers. Would I do it? Hell yeah, I would. Would I do it for the 11th overall pick? Hell yeah, I would. They haven't had great success in the first round under John and Kyle. Anyway, I would trade number 11 for Myles Garrett. Would Myles Garrett want the Niners? The Niners want Myles Garrett. Would Myles Garrett want the Niners, especially coming off a 6-11 season? And that is your story of the day. Will Myles Garrett become a Niner? Will they be aggressive? Or here's the other thing. You don't want him in Detroit. You don't want him in Philly. You don't want him with the Rams. You don't want him with the Commanders, teams in the NFC. Maybe you do it to keep him away. Well, you don't spend that kind of money, but you certainly don't want him to see there. The Niners would have him in the AFC. Browns would rather have him in the NFC. Myles Garrett, and that is your story of the day.
Goodbye.